Oil companies should be required to install rapid chargers for electric cars in all their petrol stations above a certain size by 2023 in order to speed up the rollout of vehicles with zero emissions, according to a think tank called Bright Blue. Bright Blue has criticized government plans to cut financial aid for battery electric vehicles, or BEVs, which was available to help low-income households buy second-hand BEVs. The transport sector is the UK's largest emitter of carbon dioxide, responsible for almost 28% of emissions in 2018, but unlike other sectors, has made minimal reductions in recent years. Cars cause over half of the emissions. The government has announced an end to sales of petrol and diesel cars in 2030 to help tackle the climate crisis. The prices of BEVs are expected to match those of conventional cars by 2023, due to falling battery costs. The financial aid for used BEVs should be £2,000, the think tank said, and such schemes already exist in the Netherlands and France. People say the initial cost is the main barrier to buying BEVs. In 2020, 6.6% of new UK vehicle sales were BEVs. Those figures are going to need to increase dramatically within 9 years if we're going to meet the zero petrol and diesel car target by 2030, said a representative of Bright Blue. Rapid chargers off motorways are currently rare, he said, and requiring oil companies to install at least 3 at each petrol station would help tackle the fear drivers have of not being able to recharge their cars on longer journeys. Shell, which has 1,000 petrol stations in the UK, has almost 100 rapid chargers in its stations and aims to have 200 by the end of 2021. The Bright Blue report also recommends introducing an obligation on all local authorities to install BEV chargers on streets within 3 months when requested by residents. This would mean we would get charge points in places where they are needed and going to be utilised, they say. Another policy proposed by Bright Blue is to ensure that all new government vehicles must be BEVs. A spokesperson for the Department of Transport said, "This government is going further and faster than ever before to decarbonise transport and to end the UK's contribution to climate change by 2050 and create a cleaner, greener transport system for all."